We are now joined on the line by Dr. Matole Motshekga. He is, of course, the acting chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services. Dr. Motshekga, I know that the line is sounding a little bit bad, but we will see if we can get through with it. Just quickly, the committee seemed to be split over how to proceed with the Mkhwebane matter. Just clarify us quickly, what is the process that you eventually decided on?
It was decided by the majority of 5-3 that the Portfolio Committee on Justice should hold the inquiry into the fitness or otherwise of the public protector to hold office.
So you are, in fact, going to be proceeding with this inquiry, right, as the Portfolio Committee on Justice, and you're not going to be referring it to an ad hoc committee, as you had earlier argued. Is that correct?
We are an organ, as the committee, we are an organ of Parliament. I still hope that the leadership of Parliament will prevail over the committee for the following reasons: that we have a backlog as a committee. We have legislation that we have to finalize before the end of the year. We are also, especially myself as the chairperson, I'm conflicted because I was the respondent in the matter that involved the public protector. So I feel that if we proceed as the committee, we would actually be coming judges in our own cause, which would run counter to established principles of natural justice.
Now, of course, you are disagreeing over the process, but you're not disagreeing over the substantive matters, that there should be an inquiry into the conduct of the public protector and that she be removed from her office. Is that correct?
Correct. We are not disagreeing on that, but we feel we are not the right forum to deal with the matter.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's get to the substantive issues. What is the reason why the public protector is not fit to hold office?
You know, I do not want to prejudge the matter because it is the Democratic Alliance that has written to the Speaker motivating why. So our own concern was really with the process. And so I wouldn't want to go into the merits or demerits of the matters raised by the Democratic Alliance.
Now, of course, the issue relates to the fact that the public protector, acted outside of a remit and tried to instruct Parliament to change legislation, particularly in relation to monetary policy, and even constructed the exact section of the Act that needed to be changed. And of course, that matter was going to challenged in court. The public protector didn't fight. But we also subsequently saw the public protector not indicating that she had met with state security and the presidency and that she hadn't made that public. Do you think, without prejudging the matter, that the behavior of the public protector in this instance has brought her own office into disrepute?
Karima, with regard to the first issue, I think the Constitution allows the public protector to take a remedial action. But a remedial action can be wrong or right, and it is for the courts to pronounce on that matter. And on the second issue, I think that ethics would require that one does not act as it is suggested that she did.
Okay, just the line is really cracking up, and I'm just going to ask you a final question. So, given the fact that the committee is split, but that there's a majority that once the Justice Portfolio Committee to proceed, are you still imploring the Speaker to make the final decision on where this inquiry should be held, whether it is an ad hoc committee or whether it's the Justice Committee?
As the Chair, I am bound by the decision of the committee, whether I agree with it or not, but I hope that the leadership of Parliament would not want to enforce decisions that would be clearly contrary to the law.
All right, we have to leave it there. That line really, really scratchy now. It's